All right, this show brought to you in part by SimpliSafe. If you have 30 minutes, you never have to worry about break-ins ever again. Just go to simplisafe.com/Adam, get all the sensors you need, all the help you need as well to set it up. Custom systems going to show up post-haste at simplisafe.com/Adam. Well, in this half, we'll give you a 12-hour walk update. We got the news. Dawson's got a big mashup. I got some crazy news stories to share with you before the news. And comedian Yiannis Pappas. First, there's Geico. Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
January 20th and 21st, the Adam Carolla crew is coming to Dallas, Texas.
If you've been on the cruise, look at this as a land yacht.
Working blue.
And what is the equivalent of a drunken cruise on land? Dallas, Texas.
That's right.
That's right.
With Adam Carolla and John Popper. Two days, tons of fun.
Live pod, all do stand-up, and we're going to do a screening of the K-Rock doc. John's going to do musical performances.
Hell yeah.
If I'm doing my job, it's yours all that breaks, because the hook brings you back.
Your tickets for the package include hotel rooms, tickets to a live Adam Carolla show, brunch with John and Adam, a VIP meet and greet, a special screening of the K-Rock documentary.
And no seasickness.
No seasickness.
Probably some vomiting, but
yeah,
not a lot.
But it's your fault.
And of course, the big event on Saturday night, Adam Carolla and John Popper at Dallas Echo Music Hall.
Sounds really pretty. Beautiful place.
Working Blue with Adam Carolla and John Popper. Get your tickets now at adamcarolla.com. It's time for Nicaraguan Name That Movie with Adam's buddy Oswaldo. See if you can guess which movie this famous line is from.
Snake, why did he hire to be a snake?
If you said Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
You're correct. Now, back to the show.
All right, Yiannis Pappas is running late, but we'll keep you posted on that. The 12-hour walk, Gina.
Yeah.
I must consult.
Yes.
I have issues now.
Oh, Jesus, what?
Well, I've been thinking about it ever since I heard about it. And while I'm not looking forward to it, I also feel like I would like to embrace it.
Yeah.
Push forward, much like doing The Masked Singer.
Sure.
So Gina had her date.
Yeah,
that was the last weekend, but I was going to be in Malibu that weekend, so I didn't want to walk down PCH, so I said I'll do it this weekend. This Saturday is my only day.
Yeah.
Sunday's football with Sonny and the boys.
Sure.
So I had it slated for Saturday.
Yes, you have.
Now, Saturday, the way the weather is where I am in the foothills, because I checked it, it's 45 degrees in the morning, and then it gets up to 70, which
perfect
means you got to grab a sweat jacket or a beanie or something, but that's what backpacks are for.
Right.
And we also discussed the fact that it gets light about 5:45 or something like that.
No, like 6:20.
Well, you've said that, but I feel like I saw or I woke up and looked at the clock and it was like 5:45 and it was starting to get light.
Peeking out. Okay.
I can leave in the dark, yeah. But 6 to 6 was kind of the
perfect
thing. All right. Now, I have found out that James Baby Doll Dixon is coming in from New York and that Jimmy's 55th birthday party with the skeleton crew of Danny Two Sheets and that group where we run up the bill for Dixon
with the truffle.
That is taking place at a high-end bistro at 7 o'clock on the west side.
Get home right at 6, change your clothes, jump in the pool, get back in the car.
I can do it. I'm worried that I'm going to have a martini and pass out.
It would fucking suck.
Or so the restaurant from where I'm at, 40 to 45. So if I got home at 6, I'd have 15 to turn it around.
It's not great.
And hit the road. On the other hand, I could then leave at 5 in the morning, but it's going to be dark for a while and it is freezing. But I don't mind the cold. I just mind the part where I have to layer up and then unpack and schlep. It's not the end of the world. But, you know, if the dinner was at 8, I could buy myself an hour. As it is, if I do 6 to 6, I have about 15 or 20 minutes to turn it around. But I'm also wondering how I'm going to feel.
You're not factoring in that. That's true. Now, I know that you're an athletic dude and that you might not be it. Maybe you won't be as sore as I was. But you're going to be pretty fucking sore. And you're going to have you're going to be a little tired. You're going to be dragging. Now, this is a hard one for me because personally, the people who know me in my personal life know that I only commit to one big thing a day. Mm-hmm. So if there's a dinner at night, then I'm fucking locked down pretty much for the day. It's too many activities. So I'm a bad one to ask. But my question for you is, if you kicked the can down the road again, this is sort of a three strikes policy. So if you commit to the next date, that is, we are all counting on that. If not, do it, don't do it, we're done.
Well, the problem with the next weekend is then I'm back in Malibu.
Blood Alley.
Yes, and I don't want to do this on PCH, so then I have to get back.
Right, so you can do it in two
to La Cañada. Yes, but now I have to check the calendar.
Well,
but
here's,
I'm in town, yes.
As a sort of a compliment to you, you're not really known, at least to me, for breaking promises. You're pretty much a, if you say you'll do it, you'll do it kind of guy. So that buys you a little bit of grace. Mm-hmm. You know, we can, it buys you a little bit of goodwill. But I did it, and I know you don't want me to look like the big lone hero all by myself.
No, and Brian's in the hospital.
Yeah, Brian gets a pass.
He gets a pass. So we don't know if he's faking that flu or not to get out
of
the walk. But yeah, look, I could do it. You know, Dixon doesn't come out from New York very often. This is a A-list night of drinking with fun-ass people.
It could be really good conversation fodder.
It could be, although knowing these guys, we'll figure out something to talk about.
Right.
But I'm worried that I'm going to have a drink and want to go lay down like 20 minutes into the meal.
You absolutely will.
Yeah. So with that in mind, I think I'm going to have to kick the can down the road.
Okay. Or why don't you do like a Friday fucking 1 p.m. to 1 a.m.? Why don't you do something a little – it doesn't have to be a perfect weekend day. It could be something weird.
Yeah, it could.
I
don't think – I'd like to do the 6 to 6 on a Saturday.
All right.
So I'll have to.
I'm going to give you this much rope. Do not make this your New Year's resolution. It has to be before January 1st.
Oh, yeah. Got to be before that. All right. So Giannis is running a few minutes behind, but he'll come in here.
What's up with these comedians?
I don't know. Two in a row. Dawson has a mashup he's been sitting on. I think somebody on Twitter recommended this one, right?
Yeah, somebody on Twitter said that we should get Herb Alpert's Route 101. Mm-hmm. And throw in some guest stars. Of course, Jim Carolla will make an appearance, but let's see who else we can find out in here. You did like the tweet, and Chris sent it to me, so.
Yoko.
Another one.
Star-studded.
I need to put a mouth guard in at one point, because it is going to hurt your teeth.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I would have been the worst boyfriend to Yoko Ono ever.
Yeah.
You know what Jim Carolla really proves to us in this particular performance is it's not necessarily the note you play. It's the note you don't play.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He lets it breathe.
Like the good ones. Yeah.
Another one.
Wow.
Thank you, Dawson. That was awesome.
My head is killing me. I've never tried to imitate Yoko Ono before, but just hearing her for 7 seconds, I feel like I could.
Yeah, I think all you have to do is step into a bear trap.
Yeah.
And have a bullhorn.
Let's try it.
All right. What I was hearing there was Tommy Rowe doing Buddy Holly.
Oh.
You were spot on.
Okay, thank you.
That was wonderful.
I think in retrospect, I gave it a little bit of a Woody Woodpecker vibe.
She doesn't get enough grief for what she does artistically. All right, so a story I wasn't going to get into, but if Giannis isn't here, the Paul Pelosi story is getting weirder by the day. I don't know if you've heard anything about this.
Please enlighten me.
Well, first, as we did discuss on this show, right, there was the NBC local report.
From, was it the Today Show?
Yeah, it was NBC Today Show. The correspondent's name is journalist Miguel Almaguer.
You would recognize him. He's popped up and done a lot of stuff. And they ran it, and then they scrubbed it, and they said it didn't meet their broadcasting standards. These are the people who said the Hunter Biden laptop wasn't fake.
Right.
Was fake. And that they were talking about Russian collusion for 3 years. So
those stories are all still up.
They're all still up. Okay. So I don't know exactly what their standards are in terms of accuracy.
Right.
But there's a montage of those people talking about Hunter Biden's laptop being Russian collusion and then Russian collusion being Russian collusion. They didn't get those wrong or anything about COVID and masks. That meets their standards. But the Paul Pelosi story didn't meet their standards. So they took it down, even though all the reporter did was say, I talked to cops and they told me what happened. So there's that. And now the reporter that did the report has been suspended.
What?
And he's not to be heard from. And now you have I think, Department of Justice giving one version of what happened that day. And then the local cops who have looked at the video, which they won't release, giving another version of what happened.
What is on? Could it be something weird in the background? Like, is there a sex chair that they don't want us to see? Like, the story itself is okay. A dude came in, you guys fought over a hammer, you got hit. Okay.
Well, here's
what do you not want us to know?
Well, I think. Here's the world that we're living in now. A story happens. It could be Paul Pelosi, or it could be January 6th, or it could be almost any story. Then the political side of the world gets hold of it and they politicize it. And they go, do you see this guy was a big Trump supporter? And it's all the rhetoric that's coming from the right that forced him to do it, right? Now, it turns out the guy was an insane guy and a nudist and had Black Lives Matter flags hanging around the Winnebago he was camping out of. It was a complete nut job. But
nut job.
The news takes it and turns it into something.
Right.
I'm sorry. The political parties do, and they turn it into something. And then the news, and this is the problem, think they work for that one political party, which is a problem. So the political party goes, Hunter Biden laptop's a fake. And then all the news outlets go, well, these are our guys. We're going to protect them. Instead of doing journalism, like, where is this laptop? Right. Can we have a look at it? Let's see if we can verify this. They just go all in.
Right.
And then a story comes out. And then what happens is the truth starts to trickle out. And whatever the truth is, it's different than what the Democrats said, and it's different than what the news said. Now they're in a weird position because they, instead of taking a neutral position, have taken a side, and now they have to protect one side, even though no one told them to do that. That's not their job, but they've been kind of forced into that. And then the right goes, what's going on? And then they go, you're conspiracy theorists. And then the right goes, we're only that way. We are that way about certain things. But in this particular case, it's because you guys keep hiding stuff and not giving us a straight story. Now we are suspicious. So that's what ends up happening. Like, now it's coming out that there was a bunch of FBI guys like embedded with the Proud Boys and January 6th, and that's all going to – all that shit's going to come out.
Well, here, too. No problem. I guess my question is, for speculation, is this a political thing they're hiding or a personal thing? Did another lady answer the door? Like, what is it?
I don't know. Chris has the story, but –
yeah.
San Francisco is saying Paul Pelosi answered the door, and the DOJ is saying the cops walked in, and there's...
Yeah, so what happened...
And why is this guy suspended?
So Miguel, he did this... we're going to listen to some of the report, but this is the initial report from November 4th. Hours later, it was taken off due to erroneous reporting, and they said the video had expired, and they just didn't want... went against their journalistic standards.
Here's my bigger question is... Why is NBC working with somebody, a political party, one side or the other? This is the problem we're running into. Why is Twitter working with a political party? You're not supposed to be working with a party. You're supposed to be a platform for whatever the truth is. This is the scary part we're in. Each political party has their own point of view, and they all do the same shit. When did the news outlets get involved? That's the scary part about where we're at now. But here's the story.
Law enforcement officials tell us the bottom line here is this was a terrifying situation. We still don't know exactly what unfolded between Mr. Pelosi and the suspect for the 30 minutes they were alone inside that house before police arrived. Officials who were investigating this matter would not go into further details about these new details.
Now revealing when officers responded to the high priority call, they were seemingly unaware they'd been called to the home of the Speaker of the House. After a knock and announce, the front door was opened by Mr. Pelosi. The 82-year-old did not immediately declare an emergency or try to leave his home.
Well, somebody in the police force is studied the body cam footage and then said to the reporter, here's what happens vis-a-vis the body cam footage. First off, you guys get shit wrong all the time. This would just be one more thing you got wrong, but I don't know what's wrong with this.
Well, that's the thing. We talk about that all the time. Like, okay, maybe you got something wrong, but now we're all looking at you because this is very strange.
Well,
What is it? What don't we know? What did you get wrong?
Somebody would have to answer the door. It's 2:30 in the morning and the door is deadbolted. The cops kicked in the door, but there's no indication that they did that.
I was more focused on, for whatever reason, for no reason, that they were in there for 30 minutes. Is that somehow relevant in a way that shouldn't be?
I don't know if that's the part they object to, but Chris.
No. I mean, the main thing is Miguel reported that Mr. Pelosi wasn't necessarily in danger. And that's kind of what – and since he opened the door himself and just the officers walked in. But then the DOJ report, like the official report, says the officers had to open the door and he was in danger right away. And then now it's conflicting with the DA in San Francisco's report who had the body cam that says, no, Pelosi opened the door with his left hand and let the officers in. So that's the issue. So was he in danger or was he not in danger when the officers arrived?
There's another issue, too, that when the police walked in, Pelosi allegedly walked back to the attacker away from the police. And I believe that was in that story, too.
That's when the hammer fight over the hammer started?
Right.
Right.
He went back to the guy who had the hammer.
Well, let's deduce it down to this. Somebody answered the door. Because
we can all agree on that.
Otherwise, the cops would have kicked in the door or got one of those mini battering ram things from the trunk of the cruiser and busted the door open. I think if they busted the door down, we would be aware of that.
Correct.
All right. So somebody answered the door. So it was either Pelosi who answered the door or the assailant who answered the door. And I would say that if the guy, I'm going to go with the guy who reviewed the footage.
The only person who knows outside of the two of them.
Right. But no 911 call released and no video footage released either, which then leads to more speculation. So it's all, I still don't know what it is. All I know is now we're at the point where I'm the cop and I say, let me take a look in the trunk. And the driver says, no.
Right.
I wasn't particularly interested in what's in the trunk, but now I'm super interested in what's in the trunk because you're telling me not to look in the trunk.
And this reporter has been on for how long? I mean, totally credible dude, not trying to sabotage anybody.
And so who told...
Looks like a cross between Obama and The Rock.
Who told NBC to scrub it? That's the question. And what's going on with the news outlets? That's my bigger question.
So what news outlet is going to report on the news outlet? I mean, obviously Fox, but...
Yeah, that's how it works. Or the New York Post, I guess. I mean, it was essentially... Whatever happened with COVID is whatever happened with Hunter Biden's laptop, which is there Fox and the New York Post and a couple of fringe outlets said this is real or this isn't happening or this is happening or mass work or here's what vaccines do. And then the entire apparatus going against. But, you know, who was right and who was wrong? And this is why you need diversity in who you're looking at, because there is now a unanimous chorus on everything for some reason. It's not like USA is doing one thing and the New York Times is doing right. something else and CNN is doing a third thing. They're all in unison and in lockstep on everything they're wrong about COVID. How's that possible? USA Today has reporters. Couldn't they have reported on ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or whether the vaccine was effective or whether natural immunity was effective? How come they were all saying the same thing?
Coincidence.
And you're going to start seeing, and you've already started seeing, emails from the White House to Zuckerberg and to all the guys who have the platform saying, we want this, we don't want that, get... There's ones now saying Alex Berenson, who's a guy I follow. The reason I was ahead of the curve for most of COVID is because I would listen to guys like Alex Berenson and the Great Barrington Declaration, and I would listen to the guys who were cast out, the heretics. Right. I would listen to the heretics, and then I was right because the heretics were cast out. There's emails now of the White House saying, we don't like this Alex Berenson guy. Let's get rid of him. This is insane. I don't know what's going on, but look, they're not going to stop doing what they're doing. I'm just saying, if they're going to pull somebody off, and someone who's credentialed, you know, I mean, you have to.
You made your bones in this business.
Alex Berenson is a long and seasoned reporter, and he's very accurate. When they start pulling guys like that off platforms, and when they start taking guys who are epidemiologists from Stanford and Yale and Harvard with 70 combined years of experience, and they start deplatforming those guys, go figure out what they're saying. Because that's the only way you're going to figure out what's true.
Well, and also you're doing yourself such a disservice as a party or as a group or whatever, because for Pelosi, by not releasing this information, you have all kinds of people jumping on it, starting rumors, feeding whatever, and you've left this vacuum for that dumb shit.
They met
in a Turkish bathhouse is one of the ones I heard.
We're going to boycott Chick-fil-A. All right, right. Now everyone's going to Chick-fil-A. I don't know. I don't presume to know what's going on with this case. All I know is it's not what they said.
Right.
That's all I know. I don't have any other theories.
I just Googled unbiased news sources, and I'm going to go through the top four. And you tell me if this rings true with your experience, the Associated Press.
Everyone is compromised a little. Like if you looked what Reuters or AP had to say about COVID, they were all wrong about COVID. And that is, they are compromised.
Okay. Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal is more progressive than you think in their news, but their op-ed team varies from their news team. So,
got it.
So New York Times does the news, which is pretty hard left, and their op-ed is hard left. Wall Street Journal does news. It's a little more newsier, and then their op-ed is further right.
Got it. Reuters, as you mentioned, and BBC.
I don't know about the BBC. Look, if you want to check everyone's record, just check their COVID record. If they were lying about, if they were talking about, you know, masks working and how effective vaccines were, and if they're hanging on every word Fauci said, then they've been compromised. That's all. It's easy. You know, you can kind of talk about events like Benghazi, you know, and it's like, I don't know. Does anyone really know? Like, who was there? But you can sort of check the COVID record for that. Let's see. Oh, okay. Do you want to play that second part of that vaccine with the black hair, as long as we're talking about COVID? Mm-hmm. So I was looking at that story about black women using hair relaxer and the chemicals,
the parabens,
causing causing cancer. And then we've talked, and we've talked to Robert Kennedy Jr., mm-hmm. I think, about how, remember he was saying pharmaceutical companies are 80% of the revenue for commercials for all these networks.
Right.
All right. So this is a story from MSNBC that the title of the story is, you know, black women hair relaxer and cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think I'm going to watch.
Right.
That's the first 3 minutes and 27 seconds of the story.
Really?
But the whole thing is over 7 minutes long.
Oh.
The last 3 minutes and 48 seconds, which is a bigger part of the story, is a commercial for pharmaceutical companies.
What?
And I played this to Dr. Drew, by the way, and he went, I have no idea what this doctor's talking about, but we'll play it to you. We edited it down a little bit. But the second part of the black woman hair story.
Oh. Thought that was the headline.
Well, she's... The news anchor is talking to Dr. Zerlina.
Zerlina Maxwell is the news anchor, and she's talking to Dr. Ebony Hilton about
Ebony
the
Hilton.
Black hair.
All right. So we go from women black hair into.
I'm going to turn to the topic of COVID. On Tuesday, President Biden announced vaccines are now available for kids under the age of 5. I know a lot of parents out there have been waiting forever announcement. What do you want to tell them about vaccinating their children under 5 and how important that is?
Right. For one, I would hope they see that it did take a long time before this was rolled out, because first, safety had to be verified. And that is most important. The second thing I want them to know is oftentimes this was stated early on that kids are protected. But what we know is that 6 times the number of kids died from COVID than the flu.
All right. All right. But nobody died from the flu. No, they had a very weak flu season, but kids, according to Dr. Drew, kids don't die of the flu, or very few.
Right.
So it can be 6 times as many, but 6 times as many is still a very small number.
6 times 1 is 6.
The starting number is very small, but we'll continue on. Listen to Kennedy's voice about the commercials ringing in your ear.
Right. We had 600 children who are no longer with us from 2021 because of COVID-19. And there is now a method that you can use.
All with pre-existing conditions. They're now thinking it's 100% pre-existing conditions. These are kids that may not have seen 2023. But she's got this number at 600, which is still insanely low if you really think about it statistically. But she's pushing hard. And now listen to where she goes.
From 2021 because of COVID-19. And there is now a method that you can use to help protect your child from being hospitalized and keep them alive to see next year.
Keep them
alive. There's a saying, you know, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Keep your kids vaccinated. Make sure they're wearing those masks and practice those same mitigating factors that we've been doing now for 2.5 years. What we do know is that COVID-19 is linked to a number of different disease processes that we can already trace. You know, they say, well, you can't tell the long-term consequences of the vaccine. Well, yes, we can. In Q time, I've got my vaccine back in December 2020, right? I was the first person at the University of Virginia. We've now been able to track persons like me to see what has happened. Has anything changed?
Oh, your period
gets
fucked up too?
But what we also know is that we're tracking people who have COVID-19 children and adults alike. And what we know is that one in every five persons who've been infected with COVID-19 now has lingering disability where their organs, their heart, their lungs, their kidneys, their brain is no longer functioning in the same way.
All right. Well, 20% of people who got COVID, that's everyone in America, are having long-term organ dysfunction. Dr. Drew goes, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. What is she talking about? Every human being has gotten COVID. She's talking about long-term organ
failure
from people getting COVID. So you have to get the shot, except for you can get COVID with the shot. So
how old is this?
This is 3 weeks old.
That's crazy.
This is her making a hard push to get kids under five vaccinated.
You know what's interesting about that? What I don't hear people talking about.
And lying and exaggerating the whole time. Is she doing a commercial for the pharmaceuticals?
That's kind of
She's supposed to talk about black women's hair.
That's kind of my point and my question, because we know, we live it, we experience it every day, that COVID in its whatever non-stepped on form when it first started was killing people, we were on ventilators, it was a fucking mess. Now it seems, and I am not a doctor, but I have eyes, it seems that that COVID has been so diluted and mm-hmm. the strains have been so diluted that some nurses say it's really more of just a cold now. So why aren't we telling people that too?
The host was not pushing back. You can rewind it 10 seconds. And she was talking about long-term organ damage from 20% of people that had COVID, which would then be tens of millions of Americans would have this organ damage.
I feel like we would have heard about that.
She's making it up. She's making it up.
And what we know is that one in every five persons who've been infected with COVID-19 now has lingering disability where their organs, their heart, their lungs, their kidneys, their brain is no longer functioning in the same way that it was before they got infected with COVID-19. And when you take that developing child whose organs have not come to what it's going to be for the rest of their life, and you stress it out, and you put it on that treadmill and say, I want you to sprint. What does that do for the longevity of their life, not only in the quantity of their life and whether or not they will live a full life as we hope to live, but the quality of their life? We don't want to see that. We don't know what that's going to be for COVID-19, and we don't have to risk it because we have a vaccine.
Except for you get COVID-19 with the vaccine. This is a weird propaganda. She's a physician who's on TV pushing your kids under five to get vaccinated when there's no reason to do that statistically.
This is weird.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
And the host is not going, well, how many healthy kids died under the age of 18? Or what do you mean long-term organ damage? You just said one in five. That'd be 20% of Americans. There's 330 million Americans. Some people think 300 million got infected with COVID. What kind of impact is this going to have on how hard is this going to stress our system in the upcoming years if millions and tens of millions of people are showing up with organ issues?
And something tells me she would have been pulled off after this segment if she did that.
Yeah, it's all Orwellian and creepy.
I fucking hate this because as somebody who I believe is pretty moderate, like left-leaning moderate, I don't want any of this propaganda to be true or false. I just want to, like most of us, I just want to know what's going on. I don't want to be put in one camp or the other. I'm not fighting for anyone in particular. I just want to know what the fuck to do.
And why isn't this fake news? 20% of people are going to have long-term organ damage because they were infected with COVID-19, even though the vaccine doesn't stop you from being infected. And why doesn't the host go, well, if the vaccine doesn't stop you from being infected, and if you get infected, you have long-term organ damage, then why get vaccinated? Maybe she'd have an answer. I don't know. But
we'll never know.
Push back a little. All right. Let's see. Giannis Pappas is better late than never. We'll take a quick break, and we'll do some news and just have him sit in with that right after this.
And guys, look, I know, like, listen, I know, you know, you guys are probably progressive here now. Very progressive. I get it. That'll change when you get a job. You become a Republican. It happens to everybody. Once you get in that tax office, you'd be like, I can save what? Okay, let's go. Let's go to the right. Yeah. I'll hashtag left on the gram, but when I get in that accountant's office, to the right, to the right. Because look, I grew up left too. You know, my mom's a human rights lawyer. I get it, okay? But here's my advice. Just think about it. Young people, think about it. When you get married and you have a kid, you might want to marry a Republican woman, okay? Like, because they actually, like, want to be with the kid and raise it, you know? That's good. That kind of just surfed around the room.
Giannis Papas is on the Adam Carolla Show.
Good to see you, Giannis.
Good to see you again, Adam.
Yeah, I was thinking about taxes and Democrats and Republicans this morning, actually, because I was thinking most of the people that are going berserk over the Elon Musk $8 a month thing live in New York or California, and many of the people we've heard of are millionaires. And if you're a millionaire celebrity and you live in California, you're giving the state of California at least $500K a year in extra taxes, as opposed to living in Nevada or a place that had no state tax. But you're bitching and moaning about the $8 a month. And I thought, that's not consistent.
Yeah, just skip coffee one morning. You'll be fine.
Yes. Or you're rich.
Or, yeah, or just get two coffees and stop complaining. You got the $8.
Yeah, the coffee. The fact that people pay $6 for coffee and $6 for water just means we can pay anything for anything at any time.
Yeah. Nobody's complaining about the $8 water. Whoever owns water, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They're making a lot of money.
I just want to get rid of all the fucking plastics.
Yeah.
It's not because I love sea turtles. It's just such a weird waste when you see that case of plastic bottles show up.
Enshrined in plastic.
Enshrined in plastic. Yes, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Giannis, by the way, has dates coming up. Detroit, Michigan, House of Comedy, and Jacksonville, Florida, Comedy Zone. House of Comedy is December 1st through the 3rd, and then Comedy Zone is 8th through the 10th. And you can go to GiannisPapasComedy.com for live shows. So, Giannis, usually we do the news in this segment. We screwed it up with Ari Shaffir yesterday.
Yeah. We're on a roll.
So I figured, well, you're a comedian. Just sit in with the news.
Okay.
And we'll do it that way. Let Gina spread her wings and fly.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gina Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden. Coming out. Big news with Gina Grad.
News with Gina Grad.
You know, I was reading the bio here. Sorry, Gina.
Yeah.
Wrap that news up.
Okay, that's the news.
I forgot, Giannis. I'm just reading this because it's making me laugh. Because I remember last time he was in, we were talking about being outside that New York nightclub, and it says botched arm robbery attempt, and you got shot in the thigh.
Yeah, I did.
But now I really want to drill down on the word botched, because botched means you shot yourself in the thigh. Yeah. You shooting somebody else and still getting his chain is not botched.
That's a success.
That's a successful robbery there. I think botched means you got to get hit in the face with an oar, or you got to go, oh, God, Plexico Burris, where the gun goes off in your sweatpants. That's botched. Yeah. You shooting a random white dude, that's a victory.
That is target. Yeah, he hit the target. Yeah.
Not botched.
No.
Hold your head up.
No. He aimed and he fired and he hit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would call that a success, not
that's
botched.
A win.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, Gina.
Yeah. Well, we all, I think, knew this was coming, but it's official. Donald Trump announced his candidacy for president for the third time on Tuesday, once again promising to make America great again. Here's the clip from the end of his announcement.
I am running because I believe the world has not yet seen the true glory of what this nation can be. We have not reached that pinnacle, believe it or not. In fact, we can go very far. We're going to have to go far. First, we have to get out of this ditch. And once we're out, you'll see things that nobody imagined for any country. It's called the United States of America, and it's an incredible place.
The more subdued Trump.
Yeah. It's kind of a more low resting pulse.
Took some CBD before that.
Yeah, some beta blockers.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to fare well.
No.
Because now we have DeSantis.
That's right.
And DeSantis is basically, I never thought about it, but it's like you got two girls you could bring home to mom on Thanksgiving. They're both hot. But one of them has tattoos and swears.
A little bit of a hair trigger.
And the other one is just hot.
Yeah.
Same beliefs, same talking points, right. Same income, same everything, just minus a few aggressive piercings. And you've got to bring it home. You got to sell her to mom.
Yeah.
DeSantis is just the one without the tats and the aggressive piercings.
Yeah, but, I mean, Trump has such a head start with the base, with the loyalists.
Well, we shall.
It'll be interesting.
That red wave in Florida, though, that's confidence for DeSantis. Yeah, I kind of view Trump as sort of Jordan on the Wizards at this point, and DeSantis feels like Kobe.
Wow,
you know, so I feel like
he's
that's
new.
Gonna be, yeah,
right.
All the way up.
Trump's like Denzel at the end of Training Day right now. You know, at the
end when he's being surrounded.
Yeah, it's kind of how he feels. Yeah.
And DeSantis is walking away.
Yeah. DeSantis is Ethan Hawke.
Interesting. I like that.
And well, Trump, yeah. I also realize, as we found out from the midterms, and certainly here in California with Karen Bass winning out over Rick Caruso, I've talked to a million people, a lot of women, but a lot of dudes too. Policy doesn't really matter anymore. No. It's just like, fuck that guy. I hate that guy. And I go, all right, you hate this guy or you like this girl, but can we talk about policy? Like, policy makes a difference. And I don't give a fuck about policy. They don't. We're living in a new place where your average person would go, raise my taxes, open the border, have gas be $7 a gallon. I don't give a fuck. I hate that asshole.
Yeah.
And that's now my feeling is with all these guys is you're never going to have a beer with the guy, but you do have to pay for gas.
Right.
So I'll just go with the policy over the personality, but we have shifted hard and most people are getting more personality based than policy based. And he ain't going to win on personality. That's for sure. And policy for most people are sort of, I don't know, it's a little neither here nor there, which is a weird place
stance.
To be
yeah.
if you're the subject of the policy and you never have to converse with the person. But most people are personality over policy now. And like you take your average person that loved Obama and your average person that hates Trump. They're not familiar with either guy's policy. All they know is I like that dude and that dude's a douche.
Yeah.
And that's enough.
Yeah. No, it's changed. It's not the same anymore. Nobody knows policy. Nobody knows nuance. I mean, I remember when I was growing up, like, you know, I remember my parents, my dad was a Republican. My mom was a liberal. That used to be like commonplace and people kind of had a little bit more decorum. I mean, you know, your dad was a Republican because he owned a business and your mom was a liberal because she lived off of him, you know, and it was like everyone understood that it was fine. It's not a big deal. Now it's like everyone's kind of bunkered down into their camps.
Yeah.
And it's the TikTokization of just short attention span and trolling. Like, I hate this guy. So a lot of times people will vote because they hate the other guy or girl. Hillary, I mean guy.
I am so pragmatically wired that if somebody who represented the Santeria party said, look, you know, when I get home, I rub together chicken bones. But when I'm working for you, I'm cleaning up the garbage. I am getting rid of the homeless encampments. I want school choice. I want to lower the tax. I'd be like, I'm voting for the Santeria Party. I'm just voting for whoever yeah. is going to do what I want them to do because I'm never going to come in contact with them.
You right? don't have to be that brand loyal, I think is the point.
Right. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
you're just saying you're a little more sophisticated than today's voter. The body politic now, it's like, I don't even think they can understand the issues. I don't even think they get that far.
We're so brand loyal in Los Angeles that we had two Democrats, but one was a little more of a Democrat than the other guy who was less of a Democrat, even though they're both running as Democrats, that we just voted for the one that was more Democratic than the lesser Democratic of the Democrats.
That's Jesus Christ. One person who's going to be out of Trump's campaign is Ivanka. She didn't want any part of it. She says she's focusing on raising the kids and doing the family thing. And she's not. I mean, she was his advisor. She was like pretty high ranking. She's out.
I was always very impressed by her.
I can imagine.
Very impressed.
She's the one, right? Out of all the kids.
I did Celebrity Apprentice. There's a kind of a power rankings, but Ivanka, I was like, wow, this is a sharp, well put together. If you can find the beginning of the show Heart to Heart, that was, and you'll hear the butler talking about Mrs. Hart.
Right.
That was what I thought about Ivanka Trump. I was like, she would walk into there composed. It was like she was reading off a teleprompter, put together, beautiful, had her shit together. It was never like yelling at someone on the phone when she walked in or anything. Like, I walked away from that whole experience and I was like, man, she's the one.
Yeah, she seems like a nice lady.
Composure-wise, it doesn't get any wider than like Ivanka Trump and Kim Kardashian. Because there's a lot of crying on that show. There's a lot of mudslinging.
Yeah. All right. Here's the beginning of Heart to Heart. I think you'll know what I'm.
Okay.
This is my boss, Jonathan Hart, a self-made millionaire. He's quite a guy. This is Mrs. H.
Fuck a Trump.
She's gorgeous. She's one lady who knows how to take care of herself.
Yeah, I had that. I had that bass line. That bass line would run through whenever Ivanka walked into the boardroom. And I'd hear that guy narrating. She knows how to take care of herself.
Jesus. Yeah, she's composed and statuesque, I think, are the two words to describe her.
Sharp. Just, she just went like, wow. Like when she'd come in, she'd talk for 10 minutes or something, and then she'd leave, and you just go, Jesus Christ, she's got her shit together.
In my entire life, the woman that has intimidated me more than anyone else that I've met is Felicia Rashad. Mm. I wonder if Ivanka would take her place if I was in the same room with her.
I oftentimes think to myself, who is prouder? Felicia Rashad or Karen, oh God, what's the black choreographer?
Oh, Debbie Allen?
Debbie
Allen.
That's
her sister.
Is that Debbie? No.
I'm 99% sure they're sisters.
No, don't do a black simile.
I promise I'm not. Somebody Google me right.
I remember looking at those two women and goes, those are the two proudest women I've ever seen in my life. If they're related, I will go insane because I would always think of Felicia Rashad and Debbie Allen as the two proudest women I've ever come across.
Let's see here.
They're sisters.
Oh, she got it. Yeah, you guys can.
Must have tapped into something. I never knew they were sisters, but I was like, she is proud and she is proud.
Come from proud stock.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm.
So last we heard with Kevin Spacey and Adam Rapp, that was done. He's out. But he recently, he now has some new charges against him.
So he's like, he has a Pez dispenser of accusers, right? Like Popeye's head slips back, one pops out, and then you go, thank you, enough Pez. And like, nope, pull Popeye's head back again.
You love grape.
There's another one.
Yes.
Seven more came off the bench.
That's
funny
right.
You said that because British prosecutors say the new round of charges include 3 for indecent assault, 3 for sexual assault, and 1 for causing a person to engage in sexual activity without consent. That's 7. They're all related to one male accuser who claims the assaults occurred between 2001 and 2004. Spacey is already scheduled to stand trial in June for 5 counts of sexual assault on 3 men in a separate case. He's denied all charges against him. And by the way, receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award from Italy's National Museum of Cinema at an event in January. He's beloved. That's his country now.
Really?
He does a lot of, like, remember when he did that weird monologue on the steps? He was in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do we have an extradition policy?
Mm, yeah, with Italy, I'm pretty sure we do.
But he can't avoid
I mean, he's an actor. I mean, he's probably going like, they were auditioning. That's how it used to be. What's the problem?
That's the Harvey defense.
Yeah, I mean, when you were describing it, I was like, yeah, they were probably auditioning.
Well, if you, since the line is so blurry against consensual and assault now, it's all been very blurred out. And especially if your guy likes to tilt a few and then hook up with a younger guy and now becomes he said, he said, this is going to just keep going in perpetuity, right?
Yeah. And I think one of the new sort of anthems, for lack of a better word, that is coming across in sort of this, if we're still in like third wave feminism, is coercion is not consent. Because how many times, well, you guys don't, well, maybe you do, but we just get fucking ground down. You just grind, you beg, and you piss, and you moan, and you know, and then you're like, you know what? At this point, it would just be easier to get it over with. And that sucks. It's not something we should not consider. But is it assault? I don't know where you categorize it.
Yeah. Well, it's all getting very blurry. We have to redefine it. We have redefined it, but we're looking to redefine things that happened 8 years ago
or more
before we redefined them.
20 years ago.
And now we're kind of fucked. And by the way, there's like a thing where, you know, kind of the legal system works that way. Like you could buy, which happened to me, you could buy a piece of property. It was a warehouse from the 40s, you know, and then at some point, back then when there were defense contractors and they just dumped everything in the gutter, you know, and then at some point you go and then you buy the place in 2015 or something and you just buy it and then you go to sell it in 2021 and they go, have you checked the benzene levels in the water table below the warehouse? And you go, huh? And you go, they go, oh, now they have to check the benzene levels because they used to do a lot of defense contracting out here and some of the water table got whatever. And you're like, I don't even know what this is because they didn't do it when I bought it. And
right.
I go, well, now you got to do it. And then they do it. And then they go, yeah, it's at 7 microns. And you go, what's that mean? They go, well, it's above 5 microns, which means you have to mitigate. You have to tear out the first 20 feet of the topsoil and whatever. And then you go, 7 microns, and they go, yeah, well, in January it was 11 microns, but then they lowered it, and now you don't meet the threshold, and you're like, all right, so you're just changing definitions and rules and regulations, and these are all things that didn't exist before this, but right. Now it does exist, and now I'm the guy who's not a defense contractor. I'm just putting cars in the warehouse, but now I got to deal with it. And there's an element of that in society.
Oh,
for
sure.
I get what you're saying. People need to get paid. There's like someone's asking for money.
Right.
Well, that
the
was
making up rules and going like, ah, now you got to give me.
But
so
where's the Sopranos when you need them? You grease somebody's palm, they'll backdate that to last January.
Yeah,
where
I know.
Is that? The
that
good
was a
old
good
days.
System, yeah.
Right?
That was a good system.
So he's got, this is just going to keep going in perpetuity.
I mean, I guess. And it's like you can – we've talked about
this.
But
who's
this.
Next? We haven't had fresh blood in the Me Too department. And it's, I feel like COVID slowed our roll.
Yeah, people weren't hooking up that much.
And we had a little Army Hammer action.
Well, that was
yeah.
But that was its, dying out on that for years.
That was its own thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be the next Me Too-er. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it going to be a Leonardo DiCaprio? Is it going to be an A-list? Jamie Foxx? You know, is somebody's name going to
I think Leo's
pop
tight.
Up?
He's tight with the legal department and NDA. I think he crosses all his T's.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And is Jamie Foxx still with Katie Holmes? That was a thing for a hot minute.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know.
Forgot about that.
We also haven't had in a long time. This feels very dated, a road rage story.
Mm.
Remember when road rage was
yeah.
the thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Denise Richards was involved in this one on the way to work on Monday here. The star's husband was driving her to set in L.A. when someone pulled up alongside them and opened fire. According to TMZ, her husband, Aaron, was
Wait,
having...
what set? Like Sharknado 7? Like
oh,
Denise
I have,
Richards is
I have
going
the title
to what
for you.
Set?
I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah, I was about to say, star should be in quotes.
It's called Angels Fallen, Warriors of Peace. So, we'll see.
All right.
Apparently, her husband was having a tough time finding the place, and the driver behind them was getting irritated, shouting at them, trying to squeeze around them. Aaron let the guy pass, but the driver wasn't done. He shot at the truck, hitting the back end of the driver's side. Nobody was hurt, but she got to set and she was a wreck, a mess, and sobbing. Coincidentally, that day they had their gun safety meeting for Angels Fallen Warriors of Peace.
What the? Is that like a C movie that's going to be where?
I don't know if it's going to get a wide release.
Chris can look it up.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
But Road Rage. Been a while since. I mean, that was so 90s in the LA, right? Or like the aughts.
We had,
talk about somebody pulling a gun on you on the 405.
We had Pitbull attacks and Road Rage.
Yeah.
Those were the two things of my, of the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah.
A lot of Pitbull and Road Rage. And once in a while, they'd combine the two where someone would throw a Pitbull at another moving car.
Does that predate Going Postal?
Yeah, Going Postal's older because it used to be in all the Valley Girl vernacular.
Oh, you know,
like, yeah. Like the part of, you know, like, boo, put a spoon in it or something.
Gap
or whatever.
With a spoon?
Yeah, whatever they would say. Like, dude, she's going postal. Like,
really?
I think Going Postal was a Valley Girl.
Because that's when postmen were shooting up the post offices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. Mm-hmm.
They've moved on to schools now.
Yeah.
The same postman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Morrissey.
Oh,
good old Morrissey.
Yeah.
Abruptly ended his concert at the Greek Theater in L.A. just 30 minutes into the show on Tuesday night. Why did he do it? Don't know.
Girlfriend's in a coma. I had to rush off stage.
The singer left fans upset on Saturday after he left the stage after performing just a couple of songs. The former Smiths frontman did not explain his departure. Instead, a bandmate said this to the crowd.
Sorry, but due to unforeseen circumstances, the show is not going to continue. I'm very sorry. We'll see you next time. Apologies.
So I imagine they're... That's like the wife that's always having to apologize to the, about the crazy husband. Fans took to Twitter trying to figure out what these unforeseen circumstances were. One speculated it was too cold outside because he had mentioned on stage that it was chilly. But somebody tweeted, so Morrissey just walked off the stage at the Greek Theater after 30 minutes. Apparently he was too cold. It's in the 50s.
Maybe he had a positive COVID test that came through. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to put anybody at risk.
I talked to his bus driver. Didn't I, Chris, was his bus driver? I ran into a guy who drove his tour bus or something once. And it's the same. I have the same conversations with everyone all the time. Like, famously, I talked to old 70s. I was talking to Ginger Lynn about some old 70s porn star. And I said, that guy seemed like kind of an asshole. Like, it was like, he would always grab chicks by the throat and kind of rough trade. And she's like, no, he was a good guy. I worked with him many times. He's a good guy. One time he did dry anal rape on me, but other than that, and I was like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna chalk that up as a victory for me and my hypotheses. That was one. And then when I was talking about Yoko Ono once to a music critic, and I went, she doesn't do anything, right? And she goes, no, she's really good. And then I said, but what does she do? And she goes, I don't know what she does, but you have to admire her courage. And I was like, okay, good. Victory. Back. She doesn't do anything. Yeah. And I was talking to Morrissey's tour bus driver. I said, I heard the guy's a little moody or a little quirky or a little difficult. And he's like, no, he's a good guy. He's a regular guy. Good guy. One time we pulled up.
He threw hot coffee in my face.
To the theater, and his name was misspelled on the marquee, and we just kept driving. We never did the show.
But
and
he's cooler
like,
than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I'm saying that is kind of what I'm.
Yeah.
It's not dry anal rape, but it is an illustration of kind of what I'm alluding to here.
Well, this is a total speculation, but maybe he smelled meat at the concession stand. That's a thing.
A thing for him.
What is he pregnant? He has food aversion.
he will not sing at places that sell meat.
Oh, so
maybe the hot dog cart was rolling through.
Oh, he sounds like an easygoing guy.
He sounds super laid back.
Can I say to people, when I say to you, isn't so and so little? Don't make your first salvo. No. And then go on to tell me he thinks he's Napoleon. And he's into some bizarre religion. Like, don't start with no.
Right.
You can go, it can be a little temperamental, like the time we passed the marquee and his name was misspelled. Like, why is everyone's first thing, like, kind of, shove off? That's my whole thing. Why is everyone's default setting of no?
Yeah, he's beholden to him in some way, right? He still works for him, or?
I... I think that some people reflexively say no, 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 no when you're floating something as a reflex, but they're not even disagreeing with you.
Right. That's how they fill time before they come up with their answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's like so, they're putting the gloves on before the hit.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a website where it lists every single Morrissey concert that's been canceled.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty great. He canceled his appearance at Jimmy Kimmel Live in 2013 because of Duck Dynasty also being on the bill.
Uh-huh. On the bill. Good one.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. I mean, postponed flights. One of them is the heater wasn't working, so maybe he does get cold pretty easily. Vocal issues. Yeah, there's a lot of things.
What was his issue with Duck Dynasty?
They eat meat.
Yeah.
Hey, Duck.
Yeah. He has a beef with beef.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's beef. Any other good reasons why he's canceled? How about the marquee being misspelled? Or shall I add that? I mean, that's what his driver told me.
That was off the record.
Oh, okay. All right.
That one's not reported in the site.
So he's temperamental.
Mercurial.
Yeah. I still like the Smiths.
Okay.
And I still like Morrissey. All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Well, let me tell you about our friend Jordan Harbinger, a different kind of sponsor for this podcast, the Jordan Harbinger Show. It's, well, if you're a fan of fascinating podcasts with interesting people, you should definitely check it out. There's an episode for everyone, no matter what you're into. Jordan talks with Scott Adams about persuasion in a world where facts don't matter, or go inside the dark world of wildlife trafficking. You'll always find something useful, and you can apply it to your own life, like routine changes to boost productivity, or slight mindset tweaks that change how you see the world. Jordan's an interesting dude. Spoken to him on many occasions. We enjoy his show, and I think you will too. Search it out. The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. And you can find Jordan's show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to finer podcasts. It's the Jordan Harbinger Show. All right. Giannis Pappas is going to be doing shows coming up in Detroit, Michigan, coming up in Jacksonville, Florida. You go to Giannis, spelled phonetically, Giannis Pappas. comedy.com for all Giannis's live dates, and you can check out his podcast Long Days with Giannis Pappas as well. Ray Stevens, Ain't Nothing Funny Anymore. That's an album you can check out. You can check out the Ray Stevens Cabaret with a ray.com and enjoy that as well. And me, Tucson Rialto Theater, December 15th. And then we're off to the Tempe Improv, December 16th and 17th. So just go to adamcarolla.com for all the live shows. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Ray Stevens, Giannis Pappas, and Gina Grad. Say it. Mahalo.
Make sure you get a copy of Adam's new book, Everything Reminds Me of Something. It's available everywhere finer books are sold. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And get your tickets to see the Ace Man. Get them now at adamcarolla.com.
You own, you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.